This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
His facts are true because he searches Google. It's Did You Know with Kevin! Yay! Love it, guys! Yay!
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
He is a Netscape Navigator, all right. Five-star Netscape Navigator. Ooh. Going all over the internet, uncharted waters, to find interesting facts for us. It's Did You Know with Kevin.
Did you know a baby puffin is called a puffling?
So cute.
That is so cute.
A puffin's already cute. Mm-hmm. And now I didn't know they were babies ever. And now they have a cute baby name. Look it up.
They're so cute.
A puffling.
Their little orange beak.
How?
Kevin.
Do I have to look this up?
Oh my God, you have. Oh, and they kind of always look like babies, even when they're grown-ups, because they're so small. Oh, God.
They're not as cute as I thought they'd be.
What? You're a hater.
Well, because they're like a lot of like baby birds, and they're just gray. There's a book called Puffling.
Uh-huh.
And it's about a puffling. We should all start calling our babies our little pufflings.
Oh my God, that's so cute.
I think I'm going to start doing that.
Why can't we have a puffing as a pet?
They're illegal.
Why?
And Kevin, why can't we have pufflings as pets?
Because they need to live in cold weather.
Okay.
Oh, is that
so? What if you live in cold weather?
Right.
I don't want to live in cold weather.
No, not you. Okay.
Oh.
What if somebody lives at the North Pole or lives in Alaska?
Oh, yeah. You could have a puffling as a pet.
As a pet?
Yes. But they're very dependent on their families a lot.
Oh, so you have to. It has to be multi-generational.
Yes.
Okay. Multi-generational household.
Uh-huh.
It also says that they're an endangered species protected by legislation.
Oh,
but it seems like keeping them as pets would help with that.
Yeah. They're not going to be hunted.
Right.
So, Gavin Newsom, if you're listening.
Yes. And we know you are. California needs to be able to allow puffins to be pets. And for God's sake, foxes.
Or raccoon.
Get on it. Get back to us. Enough dodging.
You've got 48 hours.
It's Did You Know with Kevin.
Did you know the sun makes a sound, but we can't hear it?
No. What?
Yeah.
What kind of sound is
it? It's like a crackling sound, like fire. It's like...
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
If we can't hear it, how do they know?
Oh, good question.
When we send up sonar waves in space, they pick up the crackling.
And they
loud
know it's
bursts of noise.
Okay, but they know it's from the sun specifically.
Well, yeah.
How could you get anything close enough to the sun?
Ooh, it'll burn. That's a good... So,
okay.
the sun rover, ever heard of her?
We have a sun rover?
Yeah, if we have a moon rover, why can't we have a sun rover?
I can think of so many reasons, but number one, heat.
Okay, fine.
No.
I guess it's like a thermal scanner thingy.
Okay.
And it sounds like flames.
Yeah.
All right.
Crackling.
It does. That actually does make sense.
It is.
That there would be a sound to it because there's movement to it, right? Mm-hmm.
I wonder how close you would have to get to the sun, though, to hear that sound.
Probably not.
You'd probably have
close.
To be like practically on the surface.
You think?
No,
oh, sure.
I think you could hear it from far away.
Space is a vacuum. You can't hear anything in space.
Oh, you're right.
You can't hear a rocket thruster in space.
Things work differently up there.
I know, I'm telling you that. It's Did You Know with Kevin.
Did you know football teams wear red kits play better?
What?
Yes.
No, what?
Oh, like red kits.
Like red colors.
I think he means their costume.
Yeah, if red is in their costumes. Their uniform.
It's funny to go with a costume. They play better?
Yes. Ask me why.
Why?
Because back in Asia, red was considered good luck.
Right.
So our eyes are, because of the evolution of Darwin.
What?
Our eyes are more prone to red.
What?
Okay, so I strangely am speaking Kevin right now.
Uh-huh.
And I think what he's saying is...
What is he saying?
Through time. I'm going to leave Darwin out. Okay? He's been through enough.
Yeah.
Through time, we have associated red with good luck or winning or something so much that it is intimidating to the other teams that the red team's wearing red.
Exactly.
Hmm. This isn't why you come to the wake-up call. You come to the wake-up call because we are the show champion Gavin Newsom to make puffins of pets.
Right.
And you heard it here first, folks. Thank you very much, Kevin. It's Did You Know?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.